here at St. Timothy's, right? It's not just a typical Sunday. It's not. And that's the point. Because our gospel story today is not just another story. It is miraculous. It's extraordinary. The story of the Magi is not a tame yet beautiful Christmas card tableau, or even the plastic nativity scene that used to be in my neighbor's front yard when I was growing up. No, this gospel story is the farthest thing from ordinary. I mean, what kind of people embark on this kind of journey with no parameters, with no certainties, and no precedents? Well, the Magi are only mentioned in one of the four Gospels, so we don't have a lot to go on historically. We do know that Matthew's audience would have been blown away with the sheer oddity of this tale, because these wise people were clearly not Jews. They clearly did not worship the same God, clearly practiced arts that were awfully close to soothsaying and divination, both condemned in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Yet still they came to worship the Messiah. Biblical historians believe that the Magi were astrologers and interpreters of omens and might have been part of the Gentile royal courts in Persia. Their mystical craft likely was passed on from ancient Sumerians that predated Judaism. The medieval church made them more into a legend and transformed these seekers into kings and gave them names, of which I don't remember. Some people thought that they were magicians. Either way, they were certainly highly educated. They had means to purchase at least three expensive gifts. The number of the gifts being the only reason, as Julie said, that anyone surmised that there were three learned seekers. There were probably, and more than likely, way more. Astrologers, magicians, kings, or queens. The point is that these people are not the normal town folk that show up at the birth of a poor baby in a barn in the backwater village in Judea. Globe-trotting travel and enormously extravagant gifts are just a few points that illustrate how utterly out of the ordinary the story is. The word epiphany, by the way, means the manifestation of Christ on earth. We also use epiphany to mean an illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure, kind of like a wow moment. Today is the day in which both of these meanings converge into one reality. Christ is born into our world as a real human child, and our realization of the divine among us is a sudden and illuminating discovery in all of our lives. The Feast of Epiphany ends the official season of Christmastide, as this, or rather tomorrow, is the real Feast of Epiphany, is the 12th, it marks the 12th day of Christmas. And that's the day in the old song of the same name that the presents that start rather extravagantly with a bird and a tree end up so crazy and over the top with 12 drummers drumming. Where are you going to put those in your house? And how bad are your neighbors going to complain? The season that follows this epiphany is rather an odd space. It's between Advent and Lent and Christmas and Easter. It's a space between expectation and joy of birth to penitence, crucifixion, and resurrection. But here's the thought behind the season. It is a time that is intentionally set apart by our church calendar to allow us room to have an epiphany of our own. The gospel stories of the season show us the manifestation of the divinity of Jesus. So this strange hinge season is a chance for us to remember that Epiphany is not just one day, but it's a whole season after Christmas that is full of ongoing revelation, more dramatic realizations and discoveries of who Christ is and his meaning in our world and in history, and more importantly, in our lives. I can't help but imagine the ongoing epiphany of the Magi after they leave the young Messiah and the gifts at Jesus' feet. They are leaving the site of a discovery that's changed their paths and their lives, maybe even what they do for a living. They experienced an epiphany, their own transformative miracle. We don't know exactly what happened to the wise people when they encountered Jesus, other than the scripture that says, when they saw the star, they stopped, and they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We don't know how long they stayed or what they talked about, but we're fairly positive that they knew that nothing about this child was ordinary. And they must have known that this discovery would forever change them, just like every one of us that encounter the incarnation, Emmanuel. It's Epiphany. We're just barely over harking the herald angels and joy to the worlding. And much to my family's dismay, the eggnog is finally gone. We've stuffed the decorations back into the boxes marked Christmas to wait patiently for next year. But the joy is not over. The discovery is still happening, and it continues all year, literally and figuratively. Finding the baby in the manger is not the end of the story. Just ask the Magi. So in this extraordinary time between Christmas and Lent, I ask you to ponder the story of the Magi with me, this weird and wonderful tale of people that leave everything to search. They didn't know what they would find or exactly how, who go way out of their way to seek, who invest their whole selves in the journey. People who were willing to travel to a place that would be a change in their paths, in their lives, in their faiths. People willing to accept the miraculous, the unexplainable, the completely out of the ordinary. People that looked up and out and let their actions lead them to a new place of discovery. Let this gospel today, with its fantastical story, inspire wonder in all of our lives. Let the excitement of the discovery of the Magi mirror the discovery of Christ in our own lives. Let our hearts remain eager to seek through the wondrous imperfections, the realness of tears and the heartaches of disappointment, and still journey on to find our epiphany and the extraordinary light that shines when Christ is born anew in our hearts.